Man, awesome team win. I'm just appreciative of the effort of the men in that locker room. It's classic Steelers Ravens. I just think we were in an aggressive posture all day. I just think that's how we got out of bed this morning. That's what's required when you're playing these guys in their venue. I just think that's the way we needed to play. We needed to be aggressive. We just been in here a lot. We're familiar with them in this environment, and that's what's required.
Mike Tomlin after a big, big win, and we're taking the temperature here of our town on that win, 412-928-9370. Limits, let's go back to the phones before we get to some of the key decisions here.
I would love to do that. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Monaca.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to call earlier. You guys asked at the beginning of the show if you thought that, like, we should be happy with this win, and I'm like any other one who wants Tomlin gone, but you have to be happy because it was the Ravens. I mean, Ravens fans would be joyful coming off a huge division win and, you know, beating a team that you guys are rivals and you both hate each other. So I thought it was a great win.
It always is, especially with first place on the line. I think people need to, you know, look at that. The quality of football this year has been not what you would expect for a lot of teams. Although, when you look at both New England and Denver, they're playing just like Kansas City was playing when they were in their heyday, and they're not there anymore. So, yeah, if you get a win and you win a division, it's about what they do after that that's going to be most talked about, but you have to get there first. So yeah, that was a big win.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like I said, Donnie and I talked Friday about big picture. It's easy to say, man, it would just be best if they lost and they got, who knows, a top 10 pick if they lost out. But then when you're into the game, and it's your team, and it's the Ravens, you have to be rooting and feeling good about a win, I think. I think that's the case. By the way, Limits, speaking of catches, and this leads us into decisions, Mike Tomlin threw a challenge flag on a 31-yard pass on the first drive of the game for the Ravens, the opening drive of the game. Mm-hmm. He was right to throw that challenge flag because that ball was bobbled on the sidelines.
And again, they looked at it and decided that that wasn't the case.
I don't know what they're looking at.
I thought for sure, and I said, you better throw that flag, and they did, and it was the right call to make.
They tried to rush to the line, and Tomlin threw the challenge flag at the last second. I have no idea when replay assist comes in and not. I've given up on that. But you want to talk about catches that are or are not complete, Limits. Zay Flowers along the right sideline bobbled that ball out of bounds.
I don't understand what's going on with replay assist because there was a challenge that Harbaugh and Tomlin had in the first half where seemingly challenges have gone out the window this year, guys, because replay assist has immediately come down within like 10 seconds and said, no, actually,
well, unfortunately,
was incomplete.
Yeah, unfortunately, they haven't. They're forcing people to use challenges when they shouldn't have to or don't want to. You know what I mean?
It seems like, how many challenges has Tomlin even made this year? I think that was the second.
Yeah, but that was the right challenge. And it was
the right challenge, and it's funny because we talk about the Rodgers play, the likely play. That play led to 3 points for the Ravens.
It absolutely did, and it shouldn't have counted.
So there you go. That's 3 points back the other way. I'm not a Ravens fan, Bob. Next.
All right, let's go to Trio. He's in Baltimore.
Trio.
Jared Triolo. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you feeling this morning?
Bob's never been better, but I can't speak for me. Go ahead.
Well, I'm back home now. Just got back home a couple hours ago. Went to the game, had to see it live. Great game. Was actually just going through my bullet points here while you guys were talking. I got a couple. If you give me a sec.
Sure.
So
now do you wear Steelers garb when you go into an opposing stadium like that?
I look like I threw up black and yellow when I go into an opposing territory and I scream. That's why I have no voice all the way through four quarters. Almost got jumped twice, but it was worth every moment.
See, that's the part that drives me nuts. That you're risking your life by doing stuff.
What
like
was
that.
Your jersey?
Come to that.
What was your jersey of choice yesterday?
Well, we needed a bit of extra luck, and so I recently, after his release, I acquired a Najee jersey, Najee Harris, because I don't know why we let him go. But he's been giving me bad luck. So underneath that, I wore my throwback Color Rush Polamalu.
Bob, that is gigantic. A two jersey road fan.
Oh, man. It was cold, check it out. Seems like we needed every piece of luck we can get yesterday.
Well, go ahead. Make your points. That's awesome.
So, you know, starting with the roughing the snapper. So where I was seated, I was in section 113. We were directly behind the goalpost. So all of these I had a great vantage point for. The roughing the snapper, I had to tell everybody in my section because they're screaming their heads off, that's coming back. You clearly could see the defender barrel right over the snapper, right where we were sitting.
You could?
Number two, A-Rod's catch. That's another one where we had a great vantage point. You could see it, and then they actually froze it on the Jumbotron a couple times where he's on his knees, the same picture they're trying to show you, Joe. He's on his knees, has possession. Yeah, I get it. It was a nanosecond of possession, but he was on his knees, and so that brings me to my third and third point with the likely catch. It's the fact that, so I've been listening to you guys talking all morning about when did this rule change? Why is it three steps? It goes back to 2012. Packers Cowboys. Did Dez catch it?
Dez catch. That's what all started. You're right about that.
All right, Bob. So a guy who had a Najee and a Polamalu jersey on says that the Steelers, that all the calls were correct in favor of the Steelers. I hear you, man. I appreciate the thoughts.
We got lucky.
Yeah, that's part of it. You got to get lucky once in a while. But the calls were the calls based on what's in the rule book. I think what we've debated here is whether or not that rule book should be changed.
No, the roughing the snapper call was against what's in the rule book.
Well, that I'm talking about the two other ones that he mentioned. And you're right, I didn't see anything that happened on that snapper thing. I just, whatever the case may be, what is a catch?
You're allowed.
What
you're,
is a catch has been asked for over a decade, and we're still answering the question differently. What is a catch?
They should have a committee at every game, and they should just decide if that was a catch or not. Now, that'd be horrible, too. I don't know. Are we being unfair? Is it such a difficult play? It's almost like pass interference. Is it so difficult to tell that you could never come up with a rule that would satisfy everybody?
No, I think you make it simple. Possession, one move.
But, Bob, what's...
One move.
What's possession and what's one move? So, what was the move Aaron Rodgers made?
He didn't. There are a lot of guys who stand in the back of the end zone, make no moves, but it's a catch. I don't know. What do you want me to say? I just think it's
just,
obvious what
no,
a catch is,
asking.
And it's obvious what a non-catch
it's
is.
It's not, though. That's my whole point. It's not obvious, or we wouldn't be having these problems for 20 years running. It's not obvious.
I think when you have such a detailed description of something, when two things can be true, the same thing, and go against the rule and then support the rule, when you see a guy... This play I showed you, like Zach Ertz, they called that a touchdown. He didn't have control of the ball. He didn't complete the catch. He didn't. You saw it.
He completed the catch, but according to the rules.
But the ball hit the ground when he dove into the end zone.
Yeah, but he had been running for 8 hours.
He took one step and then lunged into the end zone.
He took two steps. I'm not going to argue that. But that's the point, Bob. What I'm saying is, it's very simple. There's nothing simple.
Okay, the simple about... When the ball crosses the plane of the goal line, it's a touchdown, right? How about it just as simple as that? As long as you have the ball in your possession while you're over the goal line, regardless.
I do like that for touchdowns, yes.
It's a touchdown. If you have possession and you're in the end zone, you don't have to make six steps, four steps, two steps, whatever.
Okay, but what constitutes possession?
Possession. I don't know.
It's holding on to the ball. Yeah, I know, but the history of football says we were having disputes about holding on to the ball.
You thought Jesse James was a touchdown, correct?
Yes. There are some.
Why
are
did
very,
you think that?
Because he caught the ball. It was very obvious.
He lunged for the end zone,
and he went
crossed
over the goal line.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a million different
But there weren't
plays.
Any football steps involved. It was a lunge. There's nothing in the rule book that talks about lunges. It talks about making football plays, which are steps. I just looked at this rule. It doesn't say anything about lunging. We should just stop this because
I can't do this. But no, my point is, Bob, do you want to write up a definition or I could write up a definition?
What would be yours? Because
I don't know. That's the thing. I could say, you have to have possession. Well, that's not the issue. The issue is what defines possession.
I think once replay came into all of this, everything changed. Back in the day, I remember a catch by Ernie Mills in a big game at Three River Stadium where clearly he did not have possession of the football as he went out of bounds.
Although I agree with you there.
And we never debated it.
Replay has actually ruined this.
Yeah, it's made it really hard to tell about everything. Because and the more involved it gets and the more advanced it gets, it makes it harder.
I agree with you 100% there. Just live with a bad call since we're living with them anyway. In fact, replay has produced more of them.
Right. We would never go to the point of talking about whether or not, like in baseball, finger over the bag comes off. The guy was either safe or out.
You're right. It's not why it was invented. I go back to this in every sport. As a coach, you get two challenges. You can challenge anything that happens on that football field. Holding, interference, whatever you want to challenge, you challenge. And you got to live with the rest of it. And so do the rest of us. Because you know what? They're screwing it up anyway, and we're all confused on it anyway.
Well, if you were going to challenge the – it's automatic now because of a scoring play. But if you're going to challenge the likely thing, if it's written in the rule book, it doesn't matter what you're challenging.
Yeah, well, that's a stupid rule.
I know. That's why it has to change.
I know.